Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ips Ed Bondering.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, so what we do on the drift every Saturday is go over the news that we put on the dailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Well done. And lots of things to talk about this week. Should be pretty heated. Should we get pretty heated? And I'm going to invite our listeners because I want your comments, 734-822-1600, to call into the show. And we can discuss anything you want, but we're going to start out with a bunch of things that irritated me this week. But before we do that, let's take care of a little business here. If you're looking for appliance service, water heater service, plumbing service, water softeners, sump pumps, you name it.
Air conditioning repair and tune-up.
Air conditioning.
Or even installation.
You want to call AAA Service Network. That's AAAServiceNetwork.com. Or you can call Ed, not our Ed,
Ed
at AAA Service Network, 810-226-0047. That's 810-226-0047. They have offices in Brighton, South Lyon, and Ann Arbor, Whitmore Lake. So 810-226-0047. And there's a lot of great coupons in the Current, COU.
Oh, yeah.
RANTonline.com. You can print off the back page. There's a whole bunch of Current coupons right there for you to use.
You weren't here, but while you were gone, one of my neighbors used him, and I went over and asked him after he left. I said, what'd you think of him? And he says, well, he was told me I needed this, and I needed that, and I needed that. Did he tell you had to have any of that? He says, no, but things would work better if I did. I says, you going to do it? He says, well, I'm going to think about it. So you don't feel like you were pressured to do anything, right? He says, no, but he gave me good information.
Yeah. Yeah. Ed's a good guy and he's going to educate you, not just try to sell you something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're a good group of people. 810-226-0047, AAAServiceNetwork.com. Okay. Well, the first thing I wanted to get off with was Trump's comments.
Send her back.
Yeah. Well,
send her back.
It started with telling the four horsewomen of the Democratic party,
yeah.
I'm tripping myself up over that one. That you know, if you're not happy here, leave. Yeah. Love it or leave it. That's been around for years. I don't. Mm-hmm. It's never been racist in my book. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about your bingo club, your book club, your high school, your reunion club. Love it or leave it. If you don't like it, get out. You know, or be constructive in changing it. These four women have not been constructive at all, not by any stretch of the imagination.
I actually wrote about it recently, and it, you know, it was basically the title of it was "Send Her Back," and you know, she's most probably a perpetrator of election fraud.
Ilhan Omar, and possibly immigration fraud too.
Yeah, tax fraud
and tax fraud.
So like, what's the problem?
Yeah, if she has...
The whole problem is that she doesn't like living here. They're a group of people. Remember Albert, what he said to Bruce Wayne in The Dark Knight? Some men just want to burn it down. Ilhan Omar, I'm sorry, you know, I'm off on a whole different tangent. You gave me that book, America the Happy, to read.
Yeah.
Okay, after I left here and you gave me that book, I hadn't had a chance to read it yet. I go to a graduation party for my grandson, and I meet a friend of my son's, Bill. And Bill and I start talking, and he says, what's with people? They're either happy or they're not happy. And it was the whole topic that you and I had been discussing. And he points it out that, hey, there are people who are generally happy, and then there are liberals. And there are people who just want to tear everything down. And I wrote about it, and I kind of extrapolated it on my blog. And I said, you know, these people will never be happy. They won't be happy in the ashes. After they destroy everything, trying to make everything better in their view, they won't be happy with that either. Because what? It's never worked.
Right. And the ashes will be uncomfortable, or they weren't done, or the burning wasn't done right.
Yeah.
Or somebody else, they're going to blame somebody else. We're going to get Keith Felty on. I'm going to try and get him on maybe next week. I'll put a contact out to him. America the Happy is a great little read. Did you finish it?
Ilhan's one of those, and most liberals are like that. I mean, there are some who aren't. You know, there's some you can reason with a little bit here and there.
Not very many.
Not these days.
Not these days.
Of them just want to tear it all down. They're unhappy with America, and you know, and they want to change it to their version.
Yep.
You know, there's a time for constructive criticism on the little things here and there, the little tweaks. But when you say you want to remove the tenets of the American Constitution, no, I'm sorry. That's the guidebook. That's what we all, that's the compact we live in this country under is the Constitution.
Yes, exactly. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte wants to talk about Representative Ilhan Omar. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, that's definitely one that's got my blood boiling. And send her back is absolutely correct. Us
you
saying
racist.
This is not racist. It has zero to do with her color. It is rooted in fact. She is Somali. Her gender and color are not relevant, nor is it racist to point out the facts, not conspiracy, tinfoil hat stuff, that she committed fraud. You touched on them. Tax fraud. You can find real news sources, not Alex Jones type conspiracy radio shows about the tax fraud, and she is quietly paying a fine, and the media is mainly trying to bury that. But more importantly, she committed immigration fraud not once, but twice.
Mm-hmm.
First, her last name is not Omar, and this is where her brother ties in. The Omar family were granted asylum from Syria, or from Somalia. She and a couple members of her family, not of the Omar family, tagged on with the Omar family claiming they were Omars. This is then where her brother comes in later to second immigration fraud, was when she married him so that he could come to the U.S. and then try to become a citizen. So she committed immigration fraud twice.
Yeah,
and I guess I don't have to say all that now.
She absolutely should be deported over it.
Yeah, so here's my question. Again, Democrats getting a pass. Why is she getting a pass?
Exactly.
Why is she getting a pass?
Democrats coddle criminals.
She's a woman of color.
They elevate them. It's a badge of honor to be a crooked SOB in the Democrat Party.
Yeah. You can't let one little chink in the wall of liberal solidarity fall. You can't let one little thing happen so the media cannot report on her because that would boost Trump's correctness. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All of a sudden that make Trump look like he was right about something. Then their whole wall might start come tumbling down.
And they have something they can hide behind. Somalia has been civil war torn for decades, and so records may not exist. This could be easily proven she married her brother if we could find the birth certificates, but likelihood of finding them are slim, so she can hide behind, well, I can't produce them to disprove we aren't related. Well, they could do a DNA test.
Yes.
Obviously, they won't because it will prove they're related.
Well, look at the Omar family. Why do you think the Omar family gave her up and said, you know, really, she's not one of us? We kind of snuck her in with us.
I didn't hear that.
The Omar family, and that's what, what's his name in Powerline said Thursday morning. This was the big clue. I could not understand a lot of this until it finally came out that she's not really an Omar, like Joe was saying. So now this family, this clan, has given her up to this reporter, this guy Powerline. And by doing that, they've fed into the, you know, they fed into why there's a reason for her marrying her brother to bring him over. Besides that, my question is, why did they give her up to a reporter? Why didn't they stand with her?
Because they may fear having to be deported themselves for engaging in the conspiracy to commit fraud.
Well, that could be, but they did it anyhow, and I think it's because they are embarrassed by her behavior. There are good people that come to this country as legal immigrants, and the rest of the Omar family did that, right?
And I think you're right. You may be onto something there. There are good Somalis, and the Omar family could be good ones and came here for the right reasons and with the best of intentions. And the last thing is, this part is speculation. It would be hard to prove, but the rumor is that Elon's family, and I go out of my way to avoid saying Elon Omar because she is not Omar, but Elon's family had ties to Adid, the warlord. Mm-hmm. That's why she's so obsessed with Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen two or three articles on that too, Joe. I'm not ready to confirm that that is true, but I have seen that.
Well, some people
brought it up with a caveat, but right. I do believe it to be true.
Some people did something. I like her tone. I like the way her voice moves around. Some people did something. You know, it's like, yeah. Oh, I want to. Punch her.
Don't make fun of her.
Oh, now that mocking her is completely racist, obviously, there, Ed.
Right.
Send her back. Yeah. Send her back.
All right. Great call, Joe, as always. Appreciate it.
All right.
It.
Take care, my friends. I love you.
Love you, too. See ya. All right. So, I just, you know, this irritated me. It just irritated me because, you know what? Trump is right. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not going to apologize for these evil people, and that includes you, Metro Detroit, because you know what? You've elected Rashida Tlaib. This mm-hmm. is a woman that dropped an F-bomb, mother effer, on Trump. As soon as she was elected on Trump. Mm-hmm. And yet they want to say he's a bad guy because he said, if you don't like it, go back to where you came from and fix it there.
Yeah, and he said it without cursing.
Yeah, this is mm-hmm. content of character.
Yeah,
that he's talking about. Nothing about race. This is not racist by any stretch of the imagination. And I wanted to do a whole monologue, but you know what? You like Mark Levin?
Mm-hmm.
I like Mark Levin.
We going to have him on?
Oh. Kind of. I've got a couple clips here from him because he said it so perfectly. I was like, he hit it right on the nail. He did the Hannity Fox interview thing, and we got a couple snippets here. And he's spot on. It doesn't get any better than this. Derek, you got this? And we're going to cut it when I tell you. We'll cut it and we'll discuss this. But go ahead and let's start Mark Levin talking about the four horsewomen of the Democratic Party. Or not. It happens.
Yeah.
Well,
the thing is, when you talk about Tlaib, Rashida Tlaib, okay, so the whole problem was that Trump said, you know, they should go back where they came from as if they all came from another country.
Right.
And now the talk is that, you know, I think he was trying to say, or his defendants were trying to say that, no, back to their home districts, which is not the impression I got when I first heard him say it. Now, obviously, Omar is from another country, born in another country and came here. And yeah, you could send her back. Tlaib, she's not from another country.
She
but the problem is that her allegiance is to another country. All her efforts are towards the quote unquote Palestinian causes. She does nothing for her district in Detroit.
Yeah.
It's just like Omar does nothing for her district in New York. It's all about national identity.
Yeah. Yeah. All three of them. AOC. Yeah. Yeah. In Minnesota. And this is what I'm trying to tell the people of Metro Detroit. For crying out loud, this woman should be working with Trump, lobbying to get more money, more tax breaks, whatever it needs to help the city of Detroit and the suburbs that she represents. Yeah. And she's not. She's out there talking impeachment. Do you know what? People elected Donald Trump, and that includes people in her district.
You know, remember how Coleman Young used to brag about how he'd go to Washington, and he was really in touch with Jimmy Carter, I think it was, Bill Clinton. He could bring stuff back.
Yeah.
You know? But all she does is alienate the people that can do something
for her.
Yeah,
she's doing nothing to help the people of Detroit, and you got to think twice before you pull the lever for her in 2020. All right, Derek's got it ready. Here we go. Mark Levin.
President Trump was addressing the content of the character of these four women, not the color of their skin. But the media wanted to be otherwise. The media are projecting, and the media are insisting on the opposite because they want the narrative of racism. He didn't talk about race. He didn't talk about skin color. He didn't talk about religion. He talked about them. the content or lack thereof of their character. On the other hand, Omar, Talib, AOC, I don't know this Presley that well, they are degrading an entire faith, an entire people, Jews, Israelis, an entire country, Israel. So it shouldn't surprise anybody that their venom for America is same as their venom for Israel, and vice versa. That's typical of the radical hard left. And the evidence is overwhelming that these women are anti-Semite bigots, and they don't hide it. They don't hide it. The BDS movement, their constant references to Hitler and the Third Reich and concentration camps. They have no knowledge of history. They've never visited these sites. Their families really have done nothing for this country. I'm going to be very blunt about it. I don't know what they've done in support of this country while they rip this great country apart, while we have men and women in uniform of all faiths and all colors in one hellhole after another all over the world trying to defend people and promote freedom. We have this fifth column in our country, and they're not alone. The media is a fifth column, too.
Okay. So, he hit it right on the head, too.
Mm-hmm.
Americans were in Somalia. Americans died in Somalia to try and bring peace to Somalia. And yet she celebrates the death of Americans from Black Hawk down? Really? In that incident?
Yeah.
Americans don't go to other parts of the world to hurt people on purpose. Do people die in accidents, in war-type situations? Innocent people do sometimes die. Sometimes they do die. But that's not America's fault. We're trying to help.
Yeah.
And yet these people want to tear us down. Limb by limb, they want to cut America off at the knees. They don't enjoy being. Little do they seem to realize that America has helped more people around the world than any other country on the planet, repeatedly. And we get kicked in the shins for it every time.
Yeah.
And these four people have the nerve to badmouth the entire country, the 63 million Americans who voted for Trump. Hopefully it'll be 73 million this time around.
They had to add Presley in. You know, that's the reason they added Presley in, not just to make it a quartet, right? They added her in because she actually is a black woman. So the other three, women of color, you know?
Yeah.
Now they've got Presley, so she's their token black. Honestly, when you have to say that libs have a token black, that's who she is. This whole women of color thing, the whole, like we were talking about earlier, what is a color? Well, actually, black is the absence of color, and white is the presence of all colors in the spectrum.
I like what you told me earlier. A Muslim guy that you had heard was talking about when he fills out applications, he has to fill out white.
He wasn't a Muslim. He was a Middle Eastern descent. And well, it was like a friend of mine at church. He was a Middle Eastern. His dad was an Arab, came to this country. He's a Christian. But when he applies for employment, he has to put down Caucasian. There is no Middle Eastern. It's Caucasian.
Right.
So how does Rashida Tlaib, how does she get to be a woman of color?
Even though she's just a Middle Easterner and basically white. She's as white as you and I, right?
And
you've got a little red skin tone, you know, so do I. I'm certainly not white.
You're either burnt, tanned, or kind of beige, you know?
Peach?
Many colors.
Peach.
Yes.
And anyways, Derek, keep rolling. I want you to hear the rest of this.
Undermining us at home while our brave men and women are fighting abroad. So they hate the president because he has two strikes against him. He loves America, and he's the greatest president that Israel has ever seen. Recognizing their capital in Jerusalem, moving our embassy to Jerusalem, recognizing sovereignty of Israel over the Golan Heights, kicking the PLO the hell out of our country, cutting off funds for terrorists that are linked to the Palestinian Authority, and it's driving these three anti-Semites nuts. That's what's going on. Now, 50% of the hate crimes in this country are against Jews. The media don't mention, you know, Democrat Party, you have a high tolerance for anti-Semitism in your ranks. Maybe you ought to tone it down. Maybe you ought to tone it down, Omar and Talib and AOC. But no, they're celebrated. They're promoted. Now, let's look at Donald Trump's record when it comes to Muslims and women of color, particularly overseas. Let's take a look at Syria, where this commander-in-chief ordered attacks on Syria to prevent that regime from gassing women of color, men of color, babies of color, Muslims. It was this president who stepped in, not Obama. It's this president who ordered his military to destroy ISIS and the caliphate that was killing women of color, men of color, babies of color, Muslims, Yazidis and Christians too, but primarily Muslims. It's this commander-in-chief that oversees the war in Afghanistan to protect Muslims from the Taliban. That would be men, women, children of color. Now, what the hell have Omar and Talib and AOC done for men and women and children of color? Not a damn thing. Now, let's talk about the southern border. It's this president who said, look, and I didn't even agree with this, 1.2 million individuals who are here illegally, most of them south of the border, from south of the border. I'll give them legalization, maybe even citizenship, if we can cut a deal on immigration. The Democrats said no. Does that sound like a racist to you?
Yeah. Well, you know, once again, when you think about Tlaib and AOC and, oh my goodness, Omar, what is their focal point? It's not on conditions in their districts. That's why that one woman, Sherry, what's her face? And the name's Sherry Shook.
Sherry Murray.
Sherry Murray. She's challenging. She's from, is it Jamaica?
She's a Jamaican immigrant, yes.
Yeah, she's a Jamaican immigrant, and she's going to be challenging AOC in her district. And you look at what AOC did for her district. She got Amazon to walk away from a deal that would have employed a ton of people. Yep. What has Tlaib done for Detroit? What has Omar done for Minnesota? Absolutely nothing but bring criticism of their behavior. But what are they doing is they're trying to promote Palestinian causes. And this, and Omar came right out again with this BDS,
yep,
which is a boycott, divestment, and sanctions. She came right out. The last time she did this, the Democrats were going to do this anti-Semitic resolution against her. And then they watered it down and watered it down and watered it down. And so it never mentioned her by name. And it was a whole broad thing that meant absolutely nothing. And now she's pulling it again. She's doing this. She's pushing for a BDS resolution. Nothing to help her district. Everything to hurt Israel.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get Tom in. Tom from Detroit. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say about Rashida Tlaib. You know, I live in the 13th district, and I've worked the polls in Detroit, a couple of different precincts, and I worked during the primaries, and we gave out, they'd request either a Republican or a Democrat ballot, and it was over 90% people around here are just Democrats. So, getting someone that, to vote for somebody other than, who the Democrat is,
Well,
I just don't think it's going to happen.
I can't imagine John Conyers would be happy with the performance of Rashida Tlaib, even though he didn't like Trump either. But she's done nothing. John Conyers, at least for his sake, was trying to bring money home for his people.
Isn't there reason to believe that Tlaib actually was residing in Dearborn when she ran for this position?
I don't know where she was. I know I didn't.
That's
vote
what I
for
heard
her,
that there's allegations of election fraud here because she wasn't even from that district. It just came open and she ran for it. She wasn't even a resident. Yeah. She still had a residency she was maintaining in Dearborn.
I would hope that somebody in Detroit Metro in that 13th district would step up and go against her in the primary because she's doing nothing but tearing down what's left of the Democratic Party. Not that I have any love for the Democratic Party at this point, but somebody who has the heart and soul of Detroit at its best, at their interest, instead of somebody who's just out to cause trouble, because that's all Rashida Tlaib is.
I'd rather see a classical communist like John Conyers.
What else you got, Tom? Anything?
Well, it's just that people around here don't talk politics. I mean, if I talk politics to anyone right around here, it's basically a cure for insomnia. They're gone.
Yeah.
But so.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. We'll see you. Okay, and we'll see all of you. That's the hard break. Boy, that was quick.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see all of you on the other side. You're Catching the Drift.
People are always
always headed somewhere. How do they keep up on the latest news and information? They listen to Wham! Just like you. If you have a product or business to advertise, your message can reach these listeners wherever they are. People tune to Wham! Radio for the latest issues discussed by hosts like Theron X, Steve Gruber, and Joe Pags. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise with Wham! Radio, 1600 AM, 92.7 FM. You'd be insane to be anyplace else.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. History was made 50 years ago today when American astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans ever to set foot on the moon, while Command Module pilot Michael Collins orbited above. When asked how often he thinks of that historic day, he told Fox,
Not very often. I lead a quiet life, and I'll be walking along down my street and at night when it's starting to get dark, and I sense something over my right shoulder, and I look up and I see that little silver sliver up there, and I think, oh, that's the moon. I've been there.
Back on Earth, the man who was flight director of Apollo 11 was asked, should we go back?
Oh, I'd love to. In fact, I had hoped that somewhere in my lifetime, I'd see it again. Now I hope that my children will see Americans back on the moon.
Gene Kranz and Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto. This is Fox News.
What if you could spend more time doing the things you want and less time doing the things you have to? That would be good. Well, now when it comes to car service, you can. It's called Quick Lane. For the services you need most, no matter what kind of car or truck you drive. Tires, brakes, oil changes, that kind of stuff. See at Quick Lane, your schedule becomes their schedule. With evening and weekend hours, service while you wait, quality motorcraft parts, and factory-trained technicians. Come see how life is better in the Quick Lane. Right now, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price guaranteed. Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. Visit one of our convenient Quick Lane locations or find us on the web at quicklane.com. See participating Quick Lanes for service hours and details. Quick Lane is a registered trademark of Ford Motor Company.
Stop by Quick Lane of Canton, located at 6181 Canton Center Road, just north of Ford Road.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is Wellbridge. Wellbridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All Wellbridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, what can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you. And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend Wellbridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for Wellbridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, Wellbridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. Wellbridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
And welcome back to The Drift. Strange days indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
When a patriot and a person who tells the truth is the bad person.
Racist.
And racist. And whatever else they can call you and demonize you with, while the people who are evil are held up as heroes by the Democratic Party. Yeah, very, very disturbing for sure. It's
or they're terrible. Victims.
Or
the victims of the evil right-wing conspiracy.
I'm so sick of this whole victim mentality is what drives me crazy. All right, let's take care of a little business here. Today is Saturday, July 20th, and from 6 p.m. until twilight, La Casa is having Twilight in the Garden. It's a garden party gala. Triple Diamonds, Alpaca Ranch, and Howell. They'll have gourmet wines, delicious food, and sizzling music. You can go to La Casa, L-A-C-A-S-A, center.org, lacasacenter.org, or you can call 517-548-1350. That's 517-548-1350, and tickets are $75, and it's all the proceeds go to help local victims of child abuse and interpersonal violence. So it's that domestic violence, and nobody does it better than La Casa.
That's La Casa's mission.
Yes.
I forget the acronym for La Casa. It's not, you know, the house. There's actually words involved with L-A-C-A-S-A.
Yeah, and they're good people. They do a really good job, mm-hmm. and these events they throw are really awesome. They do a really good job of it. They take pride in it. So ticket sellers, Art and Bloom, Beauchamp Lawn Care, Brighton Chamber of Commerce, Brighton Farmers Market, Lepic Landscape. So you can reach out to them at 517-548-1350. Okay, so you and I talked a little bit about during the break. Last week, there was an attack on an ICE center.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman that tried to attack, he was going to firebomb the facility, right?
Gentlemen, don't behave like that.
Yeah, and this is different than the one that we saw in Colorado where the people tore down the American flag, put up a Mexican flag. You know what? That's an act of war by somebody.
Yeah.
Terrorism, whatever you want to call it. You're attacking a government facility like that.
You tell me. Soldiers have died trying to maintain the flag in the middle of battle, trying to keep it from falling. Soldiers have died holding the flag up or defending it. So if somebody was trying to tear down a flag, would you be castigated, chastised, or praised for trying to defend the flag and attack the people trying to take it down and replace it with the flag of a foreign country?
Yeah, well, there you go, right?
What would you do, folks? Would you defend the flag? Would you wade in? Would there be shots fired in your own self-defense, defending the flag from being taken down and defaced by a crowd?
Yeah,
what would you do? I'm not quite sure what I'd be willing to do.
I
know what I want to do.
One of my Facebook friends, Ed Steele, sent me a little video this morning. And it starts out with two guys at the base of a flagpole. And one's getting on top of the others, and he's climbing to the top. And I'm thinking, oh, no, they got a picture of this guy who's going to tear the American flag down. Well, the flag was flying. It had lost one of its connections. This guy climbed all the way up, retied the flag, and came back down. And they were obviously military guys, and one of them said, it's what we do for our country. And I thought, wow, that was so much better than I was expecting the worst, that somebody was going to try and tear the flag. These two guys put their butt on the line, and this dude climbed all the way up there to fix the American flag.
Did they notice there was a rope there that you could
happened. Somehow it had missed and they couldn't get I don't know what it was, but they had to do it. It was like at a facility somewhere and there was nobody around, but these two guys took it upon themselves.
But back to the guy in Washington who tried to blow up an ICE facility that could have harmed the very inhabitants that he's proclaiming solidarity with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got two. The rebel media is a good group. You can look them up online.
Excuse me, I know the audio, but to more clearly define, this guy was an Antifa sort, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's an Antifa sort. He sent out letters to his friends, basically farewell. He expected to die. I'm not treading on your...
No.
Okay. He expected to die, and he did. He was shot by police while he was shooting at police with an AR-15 that he had actually built at home and was unregistered, which I have no problem with that. Don't get me wrong, but it's what he did. Showing that it can be done. And then he starts trying to blow up this 500-gallon liquid propane tank, right? That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah, they killed him. So the rebel media goes and tracks down Representative Vianna Presley in the halls of Congress and asks her to disavow this from this attack. Derek, you got that one ready? Go ahead and play that.
Hi, really simple question. Will you condemn Antifa for attacking an ICE facility? It's very simple. Will you tell Americans not to attack violently ICE facilities? Just say no. It would be a very simple thing to say, and it would go a long way to tell Americans that you're not sympathetic to Antifa.
Okay, thank you.
Are you sympathetic to Antifa?
Excuse me, sir. I'm trying to walk over here.
Why is it a hard thing for you to say? Are they your base? Are you worried that they're not going to vote for you?
Can you stop?
Are you ashamed at all?
And send them home.
Yeah, send them back or whatever. Send them home. Get them out of Congress and send them home. I don't care what district they come from. The look on this woman's face is just anger, evil anger. There is something wrong with this woman to be so angry and so hateful and so spiteful that she is perfectly okay with not it's not a matter of disavowing. She must actively support Antifa and acts of violence.
If she can't say no, like guys, just say no. It's the reasonable answer. Say no.
Even if you didn't mean it, you would think from a point of view where she doesn't want to look bad that she would say, I completely disavow that violence. She can't do it. She cannot disavow the violence because that's what she is. She is one of those active communists, Galinskyite beyond doubt. These people hate America. They want to use violence. They condone violence.
They want to see it burn.
They want to see it burn down. Absolutely. And I don't know what's worse, the stoic anger on her part that this guy's actually making her look, speak the truth and not speak the truth, whatever.
She not spoke not, the truth. She not, spoke the truth and not speaking.
And not speaking. Her body language said it all. Or Representative Ilhan Omar, because Rebel Media went after her and asked her pretty much the same question. Go ahead, Derek. You got that one? Play that.
Will you condemn the Antifa attack in Washington over the weekend? It's easy to condemn terrorism. Will you condemn it?
Is it fear?
Antifa firebombed a facility in Tacoma over the weekend. It's an ICE facility. Will you condemn them for that? I mean, firebombing a concentration camp is kind of a laudable thing. If it actually is a concentration camp, you must be happy that they did it, no? Are you pleased? Should more people do it? It's easy to say no.
Here, I think this is it.
It's really easy to say no.
And those go on longer. They have plenty of ample time to say, I condemn the violence. I don't condone that. I don't support violence in any way, shape, or form. And yet, they can't.
But if
and in
Trump
this video,
doesn't condemn, send her back or send them back. Then he's a racist,
right?
Just because he didn't stop the rally and say, I disavow everything you just chanted.
Right. Because you know, let's be honest. There was nothing wrong with the people chanting that.
No, I had no problem with it.
And
I understood their intent.
We are angry. We're angry and sick and tired of the media propping up these America haters, holding a double standard, a second standard to us, and letting them get a pass on everything they say.
Right. They don't have to condemn firebombing, but Trump has to condemn a chant.
Yes.
Ooh, nativist.
Yeah.
A nativist chant. A nativist racist chant.
Yeah. 734-822-1600. You want to call into the show, 734-822-1600, and weigh in on this subject, because you know what? I'm sorry. I'm a patriot. I consider myself a patriot. And, I'm not sorry about them saying chant.
I'm sorry. You don't like us being patriots.
I will not apologize for that behavior of the people saying that, because you know what? If she committed immigration fraud, she should be sent back.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and I believe the evidence is clear.
I'd like to know if in the background, if Trump is organizing, you know, sending DOJ... You know, some of the evil immigration INS to check into that, you know?
I would hope so. I would hope AG Barr would be – this kind of gets me irritated because here we are. We're still waiting on Horowitz's report, the IG report, right? I'm like, come on now. It's going to be August in a couple weeks.
I know you realize this. I'm not sure if everybody does, that when Trump inherited – these departments, he inherited all the bureaucrats that can't be fired because of civil service rules. So they can't be let go. They can drag their feet. He can say, I want this done. And they say, okay. And if they don't do it, they can't be fired.
Yeah.
They can't. I want this done now. Okay. All they have to do is keep saying okay and not do it. And that's what they're doing because they don't agree with what he wants done. And it's hard for him to get anything done. That is the real swamp, is these workers. Not a few department heads, but the ones who say, well, I'm not going to.
Yeah. And as I think we discussed last week, I wonder if that's the case of what happened in Supreme Court with the census question. Because it didn't make sense. They didn't use the perfect, obvious reason to try and put it on the and use that as their proof. They went some convoluted way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the case over at DOJ too? We've got a whole bunch of these bureaucrats that are probably pro-Obama, pro-deep state people mm-hmm. that are not helping the president meet his agenda.
I think that's what it comes to, yes. Yeah, he's being shot in the back.
Yeah, and we've even heard that from DHS, right? We had mm-hmm. a DHS right. union guy on a clip of him a month ago saying, you know what, there are still a lot of people from the Obama administration that are in place we can't get rid of, and they're not helping.
And that's my fear of when we talk about the FBI and not all the lower FBIs. It's just the upper FBI guys like Comey and the like, McCabe. And it's not the – well, I'm not so sure about that because there's been a lot of hiring in the last 12 years in the FBI, same as the military. You know, general officers in the military were basically pushed out by Obama that what we would consider conservative, decent military generals – who didn't want to see a bunch of trans whatevers enter the service, but that was Obama. He wanted that, and they serve at his pleasure, so they're pushed out. So now these other guys go in, and somebody has to fill their ranks, so they promote somebody else who thinks like them, and it all moves up. You know, when you get up to a certain rank where you're really not on the combat front anymore, you may never even seen combat.
Yeah.
You know, now you're just an office ranger.
Well, what's irritating to me, too, is the fact that Republicans aren't standing up for the president. Most of them. A lot of them backpedaled. Some are outright anti-Trump, saying he was wrong for doing that and he's being divisive. Mm-hmm. Not being divisive. He's not being racist. He's stating simple facts. And yet the Republicans, and this is what drives me crazy with the Republicans, they won't stand up. If you give a Republican an inch, they'll take an inch. If you give a Democrat an inch, they want a mile. And Republicans need to stop walking things back, stop being cowards, grow a pair, and stand up for the president because the president can't do it alone. You've been doing it alone for 3 years now, 2 years now. And it's crazy that you can't get Republican congressmen and senators to stand up. Lindsey Graham even walked it back a little bit, and not much, but mm-hmm. a little bit, to try to say, hey, let's focus. And maybe he's correct on that. Right, there are times when I cringe on the president's tweets mm-hmm. as well, and I'm like, ugh. You know, I'm going to have to say I'll take the bad with the good.
Yeah, the 80-20 rule.
I mean? Yeah, I'll take the bad with the good. It's not always ideal.
Okay, with Trump, it might be 70-30. There's a lot of cringeworthy stuff. You know, when he said send them back or whatever it was he said in his tweet, I kind of cringed at that because the first thing I realized was three of them are not eligible to be sent back.
Yeah.
So kind of showed maybe some sort of disinformation on his part. He didn't know what he was talking about because they couldn't be deported because they are American citizens.
Yeah.
Natural born American citizens.
Yeah.
Who's it? Gabbard? Tulsi Gabbard?
Tulsi Gabbard.
Man, she was on Tucker the other night, and this is the second time Tucker has had her on. Now, Tucker, and you know, Trump watches Tucker.
Yeah.
He has said as much. You know from things he said that I remember Tucker said something. He had that Kennedy on, Senator Kennedy from Louisiana.
Joe Kennedy.
Yeah, Joe Kennedy. He said something about reading the bottle of shampoo, you know, shampoo directions. And then Trump at that rally said the same thing. He quoted Joe Kennedy that he heard on the Trump show.
Right.
But here's the thing that bothers me is Trump has this Gabbard woman on, and she's a flaming liberal, ex-military, but I don't know that she was combat. But she was ex-military. And so she does not agree with us putting the pressure on Iran. In fact, she has said as much on Tucker's show that she wants us back in the Iran deal. And she's criticizing Trump left and right. But because she's a non-interventionist and Tucker's a non-interventionist, he has her on, and then he doesn't push back on her when she says nonsense like, oh, we ought to join the group again and take the sanctions off Iran. Total lunacy.
Yeah. You cannot trust Iran. You just can't. And we gave them money on a pallet in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Obama. I don't know where you got that money from, but we can't find money for a wall, but you can send millions and millions of dollars on a pallet in the middle of the night.
in the Democrats multi denominations, in you know, different, not denominations, but different currencies, and then gold.
I want to know how much of that money is a kickback to Obama. What bank account somewhere in the world has got money from that pallet that's now on Barack Obama's bank account somewhere? I believe that.
Man.
I have no proof, but I believe it.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Walter in Ypsilanti. He wants to talk about sending her back. Hey, Walter, how are you?
You got my vote, man. I'm doing good.
You're a racist.
Add me to the chance of sending her back, right?
You're a racist, Walter. I know you. I've seen you. You're a racist.
Speaking of that, somebody just called me a white supremacist. Seriously, a Muslim guy on 910 black waste of time station.
But you listen to him.
Yeah. Yeah, and, well, we all know, Walter, that you are indeed a patriot.
Yes.
And a Trump supporter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't want you to have an opinion, but they got an opinion. But, I would have said a lot harder than that about those women. Speaking of putting our country down, I've told people, like, from Bulgaria. Oh, man. I know this guy from Bulgaria. He doesn't like this country because he's not getting his Bernieism handouts. So he's going back. In fact, he's going back to his country. I've had people from Nigeria and other countries come over here with audacity to try to criticize our country right in your face and talk about our parenting skills in our country. People, particularly from Nigeria, I said, then I ask them, so what are you doing over here then? If you see all these faults, what are you doing here? Oh, it's instability and wars and all that. Well, I said, go right back to your stinking, dirty country.
Yeah, and fix
that's
it.
That's right.
You know, don't. Here's the biggest thing. If you're going to come to this country to escape the war, the incivility, the corruption, whatever's going on over there.
The crap hole.
Don't bring that here. Mm-hmm. If you're coming here, you're coming here because we're living a pretty good life. We really are. Even the poorest of the poor here in America are better off than the poor anywhere else in the world.
And we are because of the system we have, and they want to tear down the system we have.
Yes. Why do you want to bring your poison here? You ruined where you were at because you allowed that stuff. You didn't fight against it. Mm-hmm. You come here to enjoy what we have, but then you want to tear it down.
Oh.
Hey, I got something set up for a Muslim guy. I just found him out on my job. He just started working in an office. He kind of subtly got me in a conversation. He's criticizing. He sounds like a first-class Democrat, but I'm going to find out sooner or later. I'm going to light into him because he's kind of pulled me into a conversation. Hello? Pulled me into a conversation where he says, we should have free health care over here. And he say nothing about what the Democrats do with high taxes and all that. But I say, I know exactly where that guy coming from. I got it. I'm going to get him next time.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him in his place. I don't give a hip-hop what he thinks.
Yeah. There is nothing free. And that's what people need to realize. There is nothing free. Somebody's going to pay for it. And frankly, if you've got a job, I've been working since I was 10, but I think I did my first taxes at 14, right? Took my first real job where money was taken out of my. I've been paying taxes, and it didn't matter. I have paid 27 to 30% of my income since the age of 14. That money, I've never gotten money back. This year I got money back, but it's because I upped how much they take out of me.
Yeah, well,
right?
That's how it works.
But
yeah.
You're losing 30% of your income to take care of people, and there would be plenty of money if we weren't giving it to the people who don't pay.
Who get money from earned income tax credits that they don't pay into income tax, but they get earned income tax credits.
Yes.
Which comes out of your and my pocket.
Yes.
Hey, let me say this real quick. On reparations, you know, that's we all know they're talking about that almost every day. It's never going to happen. And by the way, you guys heard that Barack Obama's descendants owned slaves and Kamala Harris. Where are they hiding it now? So we'll get it from Barack Obama and Kamala Harris, reparations.
Yeah, well, there you go, mm-hmm. Right? And that brings a good point, Walter, because they one of the last things I saw on the reparation was only black people who were descendants of slaves and could prove that would get paid. So if you were a black person that emigrated here after slavery was over, you wouldn't get anything. If that's the case, who's going to pay for it? Should it only be white people who can be proven that their ancestors owned slaves?
You know what a small percentage of that actually was in the South? people who own slaves. It's a really, really small percentage of people that own slaves in the South.
Yeah, it was the like wealthy, rich Democrats, right?
Yeah, it was a very small percentage.
Yeah.
I've said this on that 910 Black Communist station, and I talked to Sam Riddle regularly, the criminal, Sam Riddle, black activist.
Okay.
I said, Sam, I got a solution for blacks that want reparations. Yeah, boy, what is it, Walter? I said, you ready? If you need to buckle up, buddy, because here it comes. Here's my solution. Get a job, you lazy bum.
Well, thanks, Walter. That's a good call.
All right, Walter, thanks for the call, man. All right, so...
I want to say something. We talk about immigrants who bring stuff to this country from where they came from, you know, that we really don't want them to bring, you know, and everybody says, oh, it's diversity. They bring something else with them that, you know, colors and fabrics and recipes, and you know. But they also bring with them typhoid, lice...
Scabies.
And now it looks like the rat population in Los Angeles... is like phenomenal, right? So you got all these rats running around. The next thing is going to be bubonic plague.
Yeah, and it's there.
And it's there.
It's already there.
So the next thing you're going to do is, I wondered, what's going to happen? What can we do to reduce the populations in these urban centers that keep wanting to vote for the Democrats that are giving us, you know, giving them sanctuary cities so that they can go there? How would Darwin's Law handle this?
Do you want to know?
Pardon me?
You want to know?
Go ahead.
It's going to happen. The earth abides. At some point, you will have
a plague in the city,
yeah. And people are going to start dying.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the way the earth
and
handles.
Democrats are going to lose their voter base.
Yeah.
You know?
The Black Death will be taking care of the Democratic voting population.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unfortunate that Democrats can't see that their own policies are making people sick, are making people homeless. This is what happens when you have bad policy. Take a look at San Francisco. Feces and needles in the street, people mm-hmm. homeless everywhere. You've got a population that's just burgeoning, living in tents and living on the street and turning to drugs and heroin because they can't live with their life any other way. They're in such pain and misery. So they take the $5 heroin hit.
You know, I said earlier, we were talking about happiness, and there's this like, people are either happy or they're unhappy, and people are either godless or godful. And when you take the liberals, they have kicked God out of the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. They voted God out, and there had to be an override from the podium to get him back in, right? But obviously they were voting against God being in their own party. These people are godless heathens, and they want to destroy this country. What's the other side? Well, it's conservatives. Now, granted, there are a lot of libertarian and atheist conservatives, you know, I'll give them that, but they're not trying to tear the country down either.
Right.
They're not trying to destroy what God has given us in this country. We need to continually pray for this country. We need to pray for our president. We need to pray for conservative leaders, that they stay true to their ideals, and that God saves us.
Yeah, absolutely. Good ending. All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and currentonline.com. Support our advertisers or even call them and just say, hey, thanks for advertising in a conservative publication.
Thank you.
And until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. We'll see you.